I was going to the stations of the cross. I really wanted to go and meditate in front of each of the statues, each of the images, as I'd done 2 years ago. On that occasion, I stood in front of each of the stations of the cross, and I think I composed a haiku in front of each. And this time I got delayed because of Wi-Fi, really, and of wanting to sort out before I had too many audio boos. I wanted to put titles on them. I wanted to make sure I knew what was in each one, so that if I decided to upload it later, I would not have to listen to all of it again. So I then had complications about whether I was logged into the hotel Wi-Fi or not. I'm operating off two devices, an iPhone and an iPad. So the Stations of the Cross had to be done in the bedroom of the hotel. And that's going to sound like a secular desecration to some, but I'm actually serious about the experience I've had of dwelling on the meaning of the Stations of the Cross, which is a strong Roman Catholic experience and meditation. But I've been meditating on the experience of my experience of the Stations of the Cross, and I've been composing some haiku. So they can wait for later publication. They're not important what they are. What was more important was the experience of stopping, waiting patiently, and doing something with the time other than feeling frustrated. It would be very easy to be feeling frustrated with the slow speed of the Wi-Fi and the uploading and the time ticking away inexorably in one direction, and then have an impulse to rush to catch up with all the other people on the Stations of the Cross. So rather than do that, I decided I would take a back seat Stations of the Cross. And so I dwelled on the images of Jesus Christ carrying the cross, and the feeling of the stones under the feet and the weight on the shoulders, and the being done publicly to him, that he had to carry this cross towards his crucifixion. And I dwelt on that experience. And I had my own experience, which is a rich and beneficial experience to me. And the imagery and the story, and particularly the story and the narrative and the underlying connectedness of the different Stations of the Cross. And I won't go over the story of it. You can Google the Stations of the Cross. I think there are either 12 or 14 of them. And they're a story. They begin in one place and they go on a journey, and their experiences on the way, and they're almost like falling once, falling twice, falling thrice. And to me, it's a splendid and wonderful metaphor for the lived experience of ordinary everyday life. And in my mind, that's why it works so well as a religious meditation, because it is not, or it is rather, it is, it resonates with the human experience of falling, failing, getting up, moving on, feeling the pain, the hurt, feeling the rejection, trying again, keeping going, having hope, having a vision, knowing where one is going to, taking help from strangers, receiving help, receiving more pain, more hurt, more struggle, but knowing one is going in a direction that one is looking for, and finding the way. And it's not an accident that in one of the most powerful phrases that I remember out of my religious experience is the way, the truth, and the light. So in a hotel room, away from the places where people worship, in the context of a very basic procedural problem, which is the speed of the Wi-Fi, it's great to be able to dwell on something that goes along with the patience that frustration can teach. The great advantage of having a frustration and something not go right is that it's an opportunity for practicing patience. I've learned that through having a Dell laptop with Windows on it and not being sufficiently technical to clean it out and have problems of slow speed and all that. I've added lots of things that helped me with patience. And today I had another opportunity to practice patience. And I suppose there was an opportunity to have an empty mind, and in a kind of way I did have an empty mind, although I will admit that I took the structure of what was going on outside me and that I knew was going on outside me. And I transported myself to the way of the cross, the stations of the cross, in order to see what would come out. It was a kind of discovery, what kind of a haiku. I determined the form, I suppose. I imposed that. I didn't, that was some kind of, that came out of some memory of the past, having done it before. And I admit to some kind of teasing curiosity about, my goodness, what will I write today and how will that compare with what I wrote 2 years ago? So that's enough. These are thoughts that I'm happy to share and help you to get to know me a bit better, but I don't really expect anybody to listen to this. It's such an awful lot of audio that goes into a diary. Till the next piece. I now am about to go, and hopefully get to a little bit of the concrete stations of the cross.